Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two. We're considering some things out of Proverbs this week. Last time I shared yesterday was about the benefits of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs claims some pretty powerful things, that if these truths would be implanted in our children, in our young people, in ourselves, that we would not depart from the ways of God, that we would have the wisdom of God, that it would keep our young people from, our young men from going after evil men, and it will keep our young men from going after wicked women, and many different things about that Proverbs says if these things would be implanted in the hearts and minds of our young people. And so that's my encouragement this week, is not only considering our young people, but ourselves also. But I want us to really focus on considering these things to teach them to our children, even young children, and especially our older ones that are in the years of deciding which way they're going to go. Are they going to go the way of the fool, the way that the Proverbs talks about the fool, or are they going to go in the way of the wise, those that would follow the Lord and fear the Lord and gain wisdom? So that's my encouragement. We are looking at these things this week, and we talked about using Proverbs and teaching Proverbs in the light of current events. I hope you are having daily devotions with your family. If you're not, then please start. You need to gather your family together, sing some songs, read the scriptures, pray together. This should be a thing that every Christian should do, is to gather their family together and have a time every day of seeking the Lord and worshiping God, and not just some dry old something, or just getting our daily verse in or something like that, but something that's fresh and alive, like manna that God gave manna to the children of Israel, and they were out gathering it in the morning for that day. And that's the way I see these times of daily devotions that you can have with your family. So teach the book of Proverbs in the light of current events, make it practical for now. There's a lot of different, very practical things in Proverbs. You can make those practical even for today, in our day and age, this year 2014 that we're living. You can listen to last week's Daily Inspiration. Steve Coleman taught out of Proverbs, had his Daily Inspirations out of Proverbs. That was the 10th through the 15th, so you can listen to that. He gave some practical things from, and was able to teach, you know, some things out of Proverbs. It was a real blessing. So go back and listen to those messages and teach these Proverbs to your children. I would encourage you also, if you have children that can read, have them read Proverbs, the proverb of the day. If today's the 17th, then have them read Proverbs 17 and ask them questions about it and give them some things to look for, maybe, or something like that. Make it so, and have some dialogue with them. It'll be a real blessing to you. Get them to desire wisdom and help them to recognize the fool, the different types of fools. Those are some of the things that we talked about last time. And today what I'm planning on doing is going through a list of scriptures on one of the themes of the book of Proverbs. There's several different themes in the book of Proverbs. One of them is a very important theme, very important for our young people to know, our little children to understand, our young people to understand, and for us also to understand. And that is the fear of the Lord. And it's amazing just to see all the different things that it says about the fear of the Lord. And I'm going to try to go through these quickly. I'm not going to expound on them a lot. I'm going to just read these so that we can get through them in the next 5 or 7 minutes. So put on your seat belts. We're going to go a little bit fast here, but I hope it'll be an encouragement to you to see this, what the Bible says or what Proverbs says about the fear of the Lord. The first one is verse 7 in chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And it's the contrast here between somebody who has the fear of the Lord and a fool. And those are the things that I'm saying that we should get our young people to see the contrast there, and that they wouldn't go the way of the fool, but they would go in the way of wisdom and the fear of the Lord. So here it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In verse, another one in chapter 1 here, we have verse 27, it says, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, and this is talking about someone who did not choose wisdom, and they didn't choose to follow God in that way, this fear, he says, then shall they call upon me. And in this, if you read the context here, it's not talking necessarily about God, but it's talking about wisdom. Then shall they call upon me. But in the sense, sorry for butting in here again, but for the sense that it is talking about is wisdom comes from God. And so in a sense, it is talking about God. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So here they hated knowledge because they didn't follow God and his way and his plan for their life, but they went their own way. They didn't want to listen to wisdom, and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. And I want us to see here that it's a choice. The fear of the Lord is a choice that a person can make. And that's a very important point to teach to our children and for us to understand that it's a choice. We can choose the fear of the Lord, or we can choose the folly of fools. We can be a fool, we can walk in the way of fools, we can choose that way, or we can choose the fear of the Lord. And you can explain that to your children, and you can help them to understand that. Proverbs 2, verse 1 through 5, it says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So here in the last one that we looked at, it was a choice to fear the Lord, and this is telling us how we can make that choice by seeking after wisdom, by applying our heart to understanding, by crying after knowledge, by lifting up our voice for understanding and for seeking these things and seeking the Lord with as somebody would seek a gold mine and start digging out the gold out of the ground. Then we're going to understand the fear of the Lord. It's a promise. God says that we will understand the fear of the Lord if we apply our heart in this way. It's a promise. Chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So, wise in thine own eyes, that's pride. That's wanting our own way. That's the way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death. And it's the contrast of that is the fear of the Lord. It's not walking in our own ways, but it's walking in the fear of the Lord, and that we will depart from evil. chapter 8, verse 13, another one out of Proverbs here. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So here is telling us what the fear of the Lord is. It's defining it. It's to hate evil. It's to hate pride. It's to hate arrogancy. It's to hate the evil way and the froward mouth. It's giving us a definition of what the fear of the Lord is. Chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So it's the beginning of wisdom. If we have the fear of the Lord, hating evil and all these things, it's the beginning of wisdom, and God will pour out wisdom in our lives and in our young people's lives, so that they will be wise and not foolish, and depart from the faith and depart from the ways of God. So teach these to your children. Chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So this is a benefit. It's a promise. It's a long life and a blessed life. And what I want us to see here is that just because somebody dies in a young age, maybe they die of something, and we can't just necessarily look at them as saying, okay, well, these people did not have the fear, this person did not have the fear of the Lord. Or, you know, another promise that God gives is that if we honor our father and mother, we're going to live long on the earth. Well, if we see a young person die, we can look at it and say, well, they didn't honor their father and mother. No, I don't think that's the way that we should look at these promises here. These are general principles, general promises, not necessarily every specific case. And I hope you understand that. I'm not saying that everybody who dies young didn't fear the Lord or didn't honor their parents, but that it's a general, for general humanity or people. There's people that live long on the earth and didn't honor their parents, and they didn't have a fear of the Lord. There's people that have been drinkers and gamblers and smokers and living for themselves and live to be 90 and 100 years old. So it's not necessarily just a complete absolute promise right down the line, but this is a promise that we can show our young people and help them to understand this. Chapter 14, verse 26, it says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. So it's another benefit, strong confidence and refuge. And we all want a place of protection. We don't want to be led in a way of a snare or a trap or the things that the devil would bring to us, but we want to have a refuge. And it will, the fear of the Lord will give us strong confidence in the Lord. All right, so we're talking about the fear of the Lord here. Verse 27, the next verse, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. So here's another benefit. It's a fountain of life departing from the snares of death. So is that spiritual life? Is that physical life? Is that both? You think about that and teach those things to your children. Chapter 15, verse 16, it says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. So it's fear of the Lord is better than great treasure. Well, I'm going to have to close. I actually have probably a little over halfway on this list out of Proverbs. In Proverbs about the fear of the Lord. Maybe I'll pick up some of the other ones next time. So I'm going to close with that. I think it's been 15 minutes or so, and I don't want to go too long. So God bless you. Ponder these things, and we'll pick this up again tomorrow, Lord willing.